Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And welcome back to the 642nd Annual Spelling Bee Championship Competition. I'm your host and commentator, Tahir Moore. And to my immediate right, we have the world's best corn detassler. Yes, that's right. We have Brandi Denise here with us from Accident, Maryland.
Yes.
That is a real place. Yes. Mm-hmm. So tell us about corn detassling. What is that like?
It's been a job that's been in my family for years.
Yeah.
My great-great-grandmother was a corn detassler. And it was just a skill that I was taught.
No, wait. Did you say corn or groin? Because it sounded like yours was groin.
I mean, if you want your groin detassler.
You know what I'm saying?
Need to call somebody else because that is against HR. But I was speaking on corn.
Yes.
Corn.
Yes, corn.
So we detassel corn in my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've been able to make thousands.
Not millions, but just thousands.
I mean, we have a sustainable family living business. Some people don't even have that.
That's true. Thousands. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Thousandaires. Listen, thousandaires, they make the world go round,
they
too.
They make the economy stand up.
You're doing so well, I can't even tell when you're lying to me. Well, very excited to have you here. Quick question, though. How are you at spelling?
No.
I promise I'm not going to ask you to spell anything on the spot. I just wanted to know how you were at spelling.
So the answer is no.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Well, I'm glad to have you here as a guest commentator with me as our esteemed contestants go forth and try to spell every word correctly. First up, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to welcome to the show. She is a dog surfer instructor from Soda Springs, Idaho. Please welcome to the show Miss Janessa Vasquez. Make some noise. Come on. Let her hear it.
Thank you.
Now, dog surfer instructor?
Dog surfer instructor.
Mm-hmm. How? And who wants
it's
that?
It's therapeutic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because like, you know how they have the goat yoga?
Yes.
So I invented dog surfing.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, the dogs get, you know, on the water and on the board with you. So you put the dog on first.
Gotcha.
And you go out and then you get on.
Gotcha.
And it's great. They love it. Tongues hanging out.
You know, just having a good old time.
Yeah,
you know, dogs live a very stressful life, especially like service dogs. I would imagine this is a great way for them to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
Just go into the water, drown a little bit, come out, eat a bone. Yeah,
you
the
know,
splinters. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like a good... Now, you invented this yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, we do have some dogs that get bit by jellyfish and you
that
know,
bit
we,
by not stung.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Got it.
That must be a new breed of jellyfish biting people.
I mean, they're finding new things in the water
every
all the
day.
Time.
We've only discovered 5% of the ocean.
This is true.
Yeah.
Only that's a very small amount.
Yep.
Now, before we go on, I have to ask you, since you're an inventor, I would imagine you have to submit a lot of paperwork. How are you at spelling? Are you a good speller?
I'm all right.
You're all right?
I'm all right.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, very modest.
I mean, you're basically an underwriter, so let's see.
Yeah, that's true. But... All right. So next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have an airplane repo man from Knock'em Stiff, Ohio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Mr. Cameron Hill. Cameron, how are you?
Out of my element.
Okay. So airplane repo. Didn't even think that would be a thing, but
I don't even know what it is.
Well, from what I can ascertain, it is for people that have like single engine planes, like Cessnas and things of that nature. They might have it on their own property, or they have it in a hangar that they're renting. You go and get those planes back when they default on their loans or their payments.
So I repossess the planes.
Basically, the repo man of the airplane.
Well, that's fun.
I like the way he described it.
Yeah. It's so eloquent with
his
words.
Do I get to fly the planes back?
I guess in some instances you could. I mean, if there's a runway, if it is in a hangar, I guess you could, but
that impossible. Seems like it could be dangerous, because if somebody coming to get my plane, I might make sure one of the engines are faulty. Because why are you touching my stuff?
Well, I mean, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But I would imagine if, you know, he's trained in aeronautics and he's equipped.
I'm concerned for myself because I didn't even know what the job was.
Okay, well, you know what, Cam? Let's just jump right to the meat and potatoes. Are you a good speller?
Depends on the word.
Yes.
He might not be a good seller, but that boy's smart.
That boy is good. That was the best answer you could ever answer that with. Okay, well, we're going to get going. But before we start the show, I would be remiss if I did not announce our amazing announcer. And her name is Maya. Make some noise. Yeah, all the energy. Maya, how you doing today?
Never better to hear.
It just never feels like she's telling me the truth. It's just always here.
She made eye contact.
She did make eye contact, but I just wanted like a little oomph, and she never.
You have to stop projecting.
Okay. Yeah. So, All right. So you're choosing sides. Okay, it's good to know. It's good to know. So let me ask you a real question. Have you ever browsed in incognito mode? Sounds cool saying it, right? Well, it's probably not as incognito as you think. And why would it be? I mean, it is a Chrome browser, which is Google, right? And Google has made millions off of tracking all of our movements online. That's why there's a $5 billion class action lawsuit against the company in California, where it's accused of secretly collecting all of our data. Google's defense? Well, incognito mode does not mean invisible. I guess that makes sense. So as it turns out, even in incognito mode, your online activity can still be tracked and data brokers can still buy and sell your data. Well, in comes ExpressVPN, okay? Every time you are connected to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by many other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data. And best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV. All you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. Now listen, a lot of you guys may think, well, I don't need this. This don't really involve me. You never know, okay? I wake up every morning and there are at least 8 to 22, I know those are random numbers, but that's what it is, at least 8 to 22 emails I have to delete for stuff I've never signed up for every day. If you work in any type of job where you have to check your email every day, I know I'm not the only person. You know how annoying that is? That's why I started using ExpressVPN, because I got tired of doing that every single day. Everybody be like, oh, just hit subscribe and then delete. It doesn't matter. They're still tracking you. So I always surf the web with ExpressVPN, so I never have to worry about that. So if you guys are tired of deleting emails, tired of somehow your email address getting shared to this website and that website, then you should check out expressvpn.com/wording, and you can get 3 extra months for free. You heard right, for free. So secure yourself online with the number one rated VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/wording and get 3 extra months for free. ExpressVPN.com/wording. Go to expressvpn.com/wording to learn more. We're going to go ahead and jump into this first round. So we got 5 rounds of words. Every round is themed, so all the words that you guys are going to get are going to correlate to the themes according to that round. So with that being said, we're going to jump into the first round, and the theme for the first round is the airport. Yeah, so I want you guys to start thinking about all the things you see in the airport, TSA, clear, long lines, crying babies, all of that. Just get the wheels to turning. And we're going to start with Cameron. Cam, your first word is going to come from Maya.
Cameron, your airport word is magazine.
What does that have to do with an airport?
Well, you buy a lot of magazines in the airport. I've bought a lot that I don't read.
Yeah.
I plan on reading them.
Magazine. M-A-G-A-Z-I-N-E.
That is correct, Cameron.
Oh, good. Wow. No hesitation. God, didn't need the definition, the origin of the word, or anything. He just went in.
He didn't stretch or nothing.
He didn't.
He just did it.
I like the way the hair is just kind of brushed lightly behind the ear. It's just a lot of confidence.
I was looking at that. He didn't even have to swing it.
Yeah, it's a lot of thigh meat being exposed, too. He must have someone special watching.
Hoochie Daddy.
I like the Hoochie Daddy shorts, if I do say so myself. All right, moving on to the next contestant. Janessa, you're up. And remember, your theme has to do with airports.
Airports, all right.
Janessa, your word is itinerary.
Itinerary, all right.
I'll be honest with you. My head would explode as soon as she said itinerary.
Itinerary.
It's one of those words for me.
I-N.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Mm-hmm.
E.
Mm-hmm.
R. R?
Yeah. Oof. Is that where you're going to end it with the RR? Did you have a...
A-R-Y.
There it is. Yes.
I'm like, do you want to sound
so
it
much.
Out?
Thank you so much. Well, she did her best. She started with the I-N, which was correct at one part of the word, just not in the beginning. It's Maya, if you want to just go.
Itinerary. I-T-I-N-E-R-A-R-Y.
So in other words, you it's possible, but it's very difficult for you to have been more incorrect.
Yeah. Because you put two R's together.
She did. She did.
Itinerary.
But, you know, I appreciate the confidence. Up until the end when she was like, A-R-Y. But she came in strong, came in hot, and I can appreciate that.
Okay.
Itinerary is one of those words for me, though. I would mess that up a lot.
If I don't know itinerary, then I don't know nothing.
Okay,
I know itinerary. Because I need to know what's going on.
I'll just use another word. I'll be like, what's the agenda?
I couldn't spell schedule.
What's the sketch? What's the schedule? You can't spell schedule?
I can spell itinerary, though. Don't worry about it. Back to y'all. Back to y'all.
Back to y'all. Moving on to round two, where your theme is...
Ding, ding.
The bank. So I want you to start to get those wheels to turn about everything you see at the bank, a velvet rope, a teller.
Upset people.
ATMs.
Decline loans.
Slips.
Ooh, you know.
Yeah, deposit slips.
Security guards that ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't ever fill out that slip either. I'm going
to
be honest.
I don't either. I take my slip to the front and be like, you got it.
There you go. I put my debit card in. Hey, this is me. Go ahead and fill this out for your boy.
I'm going to write, I need $38. And I'm going to slide it. So they're going to think I'm trying to rob them. That's why I told you I didn't want to fill the slip out in the first place. Now I'm in jail. I hate it here.
I need $38. They're
going to
hit the button?
Yeah, they're going to hit the button. This little girl just slammed me a piece of paper.
This little petty heifer trying to rob her for
$38? Right. Right.
All right. So, kicking it off, second round, the theme is the bank. Cam, you're up first.
Cameron, your word is collateral.
Ooh. Cam, before you start, Maya, can I get the origin of that word?
Yes, it's French and then comes from Latin.
Ooh, collateral.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we do that every time we hear French. Okay, Cam, all right.
C-O-L-L-A-T-E-R-A-L.
Come on, stick man! Yes! Came through with the confidence.
I think those shorts are like giving him confidence.
Yeah, you have to be confident to wear it.
Yeah, you do.
You know? The knees is out. It's a lot of thigh meat being exposed.
Her knees are out. Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
use that power, girl.
Yeah, there you go.
Use that knee power.
Channel that knee. Huh? There we go. Cam, that was a great job. Love to see what you're doing right now. Can't wait to see more of it. Janessa, you're up next. This is your chance to come back strong. The theme is the bank. Maya?
Janessa, your word is annuity.
Annuity.
Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with a new pair of these.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes or anything like that. Nothing like I did. I just wanted you to know.
Or a nudie scene.
Oh yeah.
Not that either.
Spicy.
However, I don't mind a good nudie scene, especially when you don't expect
annuity.
It.
Annuity.
Well, sometimes I want to expect it.
I'm gonna mess this one up.
No. First of all, you're not gonna start like this. This is what we're gonna start. Maya, can we get the definition of annuity?
Yeah, let's get some definitions.
So a series of payments made at equal intervals, an insurance policy can pay out, an annuity payments.
Okay. Okay, let's give her a sentence. Maybe that'll help too.
Sure. He got his mom an account that gives her annuity payments every year.
Mm. There's a couple key words in there that told you, huh? So just think about that. Start with that. You got this. Janessa, Janessa. Cha-cha-cha. You got this, Janessa. Just take your time.
You gotta manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna start with A.
Yes, that's great.
U.
Okay.
N.
Okay, come on. Switch pencils.
I'm already handy.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm already handy.
There you go.
U.
Yeah. Let's finish strong. You got this. You got this.
I.
Uh-huh.
T-Y.
There it is. Okay. There you go, Janessa. That is incorrect. Okay. I just wanted to give you the confidence when you... Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Maya, you want to spell that correctly for us just real quick?
Yes, it's A-N-N-U-I-T-Y. Think anniversary. A-N-N.
U-N-I-T-Y.
You know, but also, that is not how you spell U-N-I-T. That's not in that.
What, you say what?
U-N-I-T-Y.
You were absolutely right.
So, yeah, wasn't helping.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm just here as a confidence booster. I do not know how to spell. Don't come to me for any of the hints. I'm going to pump you up, though, like you're doing well. This next round is my absolute favorite round because this is one that I know everybody can relate to, okay? This is the commonly misspelled words round. Everyone messes up on this, so don't feel no type of way. I know, don't even get, it's a list of words. You have a word that you always misspell?
Often.
Really?
Often is the word.
What throws you off with often?
It's something about of. That just never made sense to me.
Like really?
O and F is just never, because F is fuck. Oh. It's not. And so then you got often. F just don't sound like where it be going.
Yeah.
Unless it's at the front and it's like frequency or foods, but when you put it in the middle of something, that isn't how it sounds.
It just be all over the place.
Yeah, it's like they changed the sound of F in the middle.
This is very true. Mm-hmm. All right, commonly misspelled words. First up, Cam.
Cameron, your commonly misspelled word is acquaintance.
That's a common thing that people confuse with friends.
That's very true. I have a lot of acquaintances.
Oh, he's using that finger. Oh, I haven't seen him use that finger before. Yeah.
He licked it first. So I saw
pulled that finger out. Getting the words wet. Got it.
Getting the words wet? Mm-hmm. You freak those words, Cam.
You better get them.
A-Q-U.
Yep.
Good job.
A-I-N... T-A-N-C-E.
I'm sorry. You left out one letter.
We wanted that for you, Cam. You didn't get that finger wet enough because she didn't give it up right.
Didn't I give it up right out the gate
right there. That's okay. Maya, first of all, can we get the origin of acquaintance?
It's Old French.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, the French. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now can we get the correct spelling of it?
Sure. It's A-C-Q-U. A-I-N-T-A-N-C-E.
And let me tell you how that works. See, because you can't have an acquaintance without AC without being cool with somebody first.
I see what you did there. All right. All right. Well,
I'm going to remember that.
Here we go. Are you ready? Janessa?
No.
Okay. I like the confidence in the answer, though. I like the confidence. All right, Maya.
Janessa. Your commonly misspelled word is simile.
Simile.
This one I feel like you got, Janessa. This got your name all over it.
I feel like if you tell her it was a different word, she would spell it.
Can I get a definition?
Sure. It's a figure of speech used to compare one thing to another.
Okay. Can we pronounce the word again?
Simile.
Simile.
Mm-hmm.
Simile.
S-Y. Mm-hmm.
M.
Yeah. I love the intensity, how quiet it is.
Because it's so...
Yeah. Come on, shoulder. Come on, shoulder. S-Y-M. What else? Come on. Huh? Yeah. Come on, shoulders.
I love your hair.
It's popping.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to refocus.
Yeah. 10 seconds.
You want to get your watch?
I'm looking at it.
Okay.
That was the second
one. Uh-huh. Five.
We have five?
Yeah. I'm
three?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two?
You want to just throw out three? You want to throw out some letters?
And that's time. Okay. Unfortunately.
You were so close.
To spelling something that else. Is a word. It wouldn't have been simile, but it was. It could have been a word.
Symmetry.
You want to give her the correct spelling?
Yes, it's S-I-M-I-L-E. You were thinking of symmetry.
I was.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But you were on a path, though. You were on a path.
On a journey.
Okay. All right. Well, at the end of round three, the score is now 2-0. Cam is leading, but it's still an opportunity for Janessa to get some points on the board. And that's what we're rooting for. Everybody to just try their best. Now, we're moving on to round four. And round four, the theme is brunch. This is one of my favorite things to do. Good food, a booze at brunch? Oh, just give me the champagne. I'll never ask for the glass. Just bring me the whole bottle.
Did you know how you pour a real good mimosa? Huh? You have the champagne right here. You have the orange juice right here. You go like this, and then you put the orange juice down.
Yeah.
You don't use it.
I have started doing the manmosas. I do like...
Ooh, what's that? Mansplain it to me. I want to know.
So you get a good mason jar, right? And you fill it up to about 75% with champagne.
Okay.
Now, you take one or two shots, depending on your tolerance, of Casamigos Blanco.
Okay.
You pour that in there to about that last 22%. And you take that last 3% orange juice. It's just a splash.
So what is that? That's like a tequila sunrise in the jelly jar.
No. It's not the tequila sunrise because it's not a lot of orange juice and it's not enough tequila. It's more champagne, but it gets you there.
I forgot you put champagne in
it. Yeah, you put that.
Oh, damn. Yeah. You're going hard. You mix champagne and tequila?
We can go today.
I would, but last time I was drinking with you, I had two drinks and you was like, Brandy, did you eat before we got here?
This is true.
Was I drunk?
We were talking about it on camera.
Okay.
Neither here nor there.
Okay, anyway. Ha, ha, ha.
Moving back to brunch, I want you guys to start wrapping your head around everything that has to do with brunch, whether it be French toast or mimosas or manmosas or whatever it is. Mm. Just get those wheels to turning because those might be one of your words. Cam, you're first up.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Does he always go first? Because, you know, just saying he's a white man. Why he always keep going first?
Because it was just...
He did that.
Yeah, I did. Everybody put it on. But first of all, we just been doing it that way.
We have clearly a woman of color here, and you keep...
I just started with
you
him.
To hear.
Okay, you know what? You know what? This is what we're not going to do, okay? This is what we're not going to do. Brandy, don't come on doing this and you've been tasseling corn the whole time. Okay, you know what? We'll switch it up. You want to switch it up?
I don't want to break your rules if that's not your rules, but I'm just saying equal opportunity. Right. I know that you support equal opportunity.
I do. But what if Janessa didn't want to go first?
Where does she like to be? Janessa, how do you feel in your shoulders? Are you feeling firstest or secondest?
You know what? Fine. We'll go first.
She feeling secondest.
Nah, don't try to switch it up now. She done made a whole stink about it. People gonna see this. Now you gotta go first, Janessa. Right. Okay?
But you don't want to force her to be in a position.
Oh, you know what? I'm about to flip this goddamn thing. Janessa, where would you like to place? Where would you want to go?
You know what? Let him go first.
You sure?
I'll be nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Cam, I apologize. Janessa, I apologize. Brandy, kiss my ass. You're back first, Cam. Let's get it going. Maya, what we got for him?
Cameron, your word is croissant.
I just celebrated.
I can go second.
You say what?
What did he say?
I can go second.
Man, I want one. A croissant.
I love a good croissant. Look.
When they're good.
Oh,
buttery,
heat it up,
flaky.
Look gooey. Oh, you bite into an adobe like, no, I don't want to go. Okay,
but
I
it come. Goes.
Oh,
it's so good.
Croissant.
Croissant.
C-R-O-I-S-S-A-N-T.
Ooh.
Hey.
That boy crispy with it.
Crispy with it.
Crispy with it.
Ooh, who got some good croissants?
I don't know, but I really want one now.
Yeah.
I want it fresh made.
I like my breakfast sandwich on some croissants.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm not a big fan of the dusty ass, crusty ass English muffin. Like people be liking English. Anybody that like English muffins, no disrespect, but you're a cereal kid.
Up the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, that lets me know you will go to the beach, eat a sandwich, it'll fall on the sand, you'll pick it up, don't even try to dust it off, just take another bite. But a good croissant.
So good.
When you
and you
get
know,
the
you
egg,
know the best part is when you bite it and all the flakes fall on your lips.
And like
you got croissant flakes
residue
on your lips, because then you can just lick it off later.
Yep.
How later?
you know, maybe when it's still there, you know, just you just gotta see. Is it be like, oh shit, I forgot I had that. People be thinking your lips chapped, but you really got snacks. Got snacks for later.
Yeah. All right, Janessa, it's on you.
All right. Janessa, you actually have two words for brunch. It's a combination. Huevos rancheros.
Glad I went first.
She should have went. You know what? Like, real still Holyfield. I was like, yo, you should go. Sis. See, you know what I'm saying? Anytime another woman's trying to support your cause.
So here's the thing. I know a lot of people may be looking at the screen right now. You see a last name, Vasquez. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Shit, God.
I got a question. Yeah, about that.
Huevo rancheros. I can never. I have yet to say that the name of that food right.
Jose Ranchos.
What is that?
Jose Ranchos.
I don't know what that is.
So, is English your first language?
Yes.
Okay.
She from the A.
You from Atlanta? Okay. Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I thought it was good.
Yeah, you ain't nothing you can do to help out. Just let her.
No. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Okay. Can you say the word on the
Huevos rancheros.
Mm. I know the last one.
You got. All right, well, let's start with the last one. We'll be unorthodox for you. Give me the last one, and then we'll go back to the first one. What you got, rancheros?
R-A-N-C-H-O-S.
Okay. That's the last one.
Sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. All right, okay. She got that one now. And then huevos. Give me. Throw out the first letter. 5 seconds. Three.
You gotta try.
Two.
You gotta
just
try.
Give me one. Just throw out a.
Just throw out anything. You gotta try. Do it.
Oh. Okay. Cool. Woo! Go ahead. There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you something. First
Do you
of
have
all,
children?
No.
Okay.
Yes. You spell rancheros wrong.
Okay.
Huevos has never started
I'm
with
sorry,
an O.
Sorry, it's Spanish.
No, it's okay. They're gonna write a letter. They're gonna write a strongly worded letter to me, and I'm just gonna forward it to you.
That's
okay.
Fine.
It's okay. But you tried. That's all I ask is that you try right there. Maya, do you want to give her the correct spelling?
Yes, it's Spanish. It's H-U-E-V-O-S.
Huevos.
Rancheros.
Huevos.
R-A-N-C-H-E-R-O-S.
There it is. Mm-hmm. If you don't see it a lot and you don't eat it, it's kind of hard. I wouldn't, especially like if you don't, like I never take Spanish. I wouldn't have spelled that right. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm. I wouldn't have been confident trying either. I would have been probably like her. I'm like, ah. Fall is here. Boom. I get to bring out the neutral colors, the earth tones. And you know what? That means a new menu with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. And I can't wait. I just had my first pumpkin spice latte today. That's how I know fall is really here. But fall also means that the menu starts to change, the food starts to change, and you may have to start thinking of new recipes. Well, you won't have to if you get HelloFresh. They offer you 70 plus options every week. That's options on options on options. If you want to take all the hysteria and all the craze out of figuring out what you have to cook to dinner for your family and for yourself, do it with HelloFresh, baby. 70 plus options. And not only that, listen, you can have all the accessibility from your app, okay? From your phone. You don't have to worry about it. You can change your delivery date. You can change your address. You can change the protein that comes with the meal that you selected. It doesn't matter. Accessibility and options is HelloFresh's middle name. It's Hello Accessibility Options Fresh, okay? And I'm telling you, you need to get on this because we have been hooking people up for years with delicious meals, okay? Delicious meals. So if you're ready to get hooked up with some of these delicious meals and take the worry and the weight and the wonder out of what you're going to cook for dinner, then you need to head on over to HelloFresh.com/wording65 and use the code wording65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Nobody's beating that. That's over half off. Over half off. 65% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/wording65 for 65% off. You have to use the code wording65 as well, okay? That's wording65, and then use the promo code wording65 to get 65% off plus free shipping. What are y'all waiting on? Go do it right now. Get you some food. We are at round 5. This is the last round. Thus far, Cam has 3 points. All right. And Janessa has spirit.
She okay. does.
She has spirit.
And yes. a full-time job as a dog surfer. So
yeah, yeah, she's going to be all right. She's got moxie. She got spunk. Yeah. Gusto, if you will. We are on the last round. This is the last of 5 rounds. And this last theme is radio. Okay, so these words will have something to do with radio. Commercials, singles. Hot new singles, you know that, to DJs, any type of thing like
Turn
that.
Turn it up.
There it is. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. First up, I would say Cam, but let me check with my...
You got it. You, whatever you want to do. Okay. Whatever you want to do.
Would you prefer to go first? Jenna? Okay, cool. Cam, you're up first.
Cam.
That is not the spirit.
Your word is a cappella.
Would you like me to sing it?
Acapella.
I'm laughing because I would have heard acapella and I was like, well, goddamn.
Can I get a definition?
Yeah, it's singing without music. Barbershop, quartet, or.
Could you show me an
choir?
Example?
Oh, no, she came. Not. She came in.
So, here, can you show me an example? Can you show me an example?
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you want.
Mom.
Tell me what you need.
Mom, mom, mom.
Tell me it ain't nothing on me.
I'ma tell you.
Tell me. That one's on the house. Oh. Typically, I charge.
Yeah.
Typically, I charge that. All right.
Okay. Acapella.
Acapella.
A-C-A-P-E-L-L-A.
He acted yeah, like he didn't right. know what the hell was going on.
He wanted you to sing.
Oh, man, he just got a free one out of me.
I like the way he breaks stuff down. It's uh-huh. like Aka.
Mm-hmm.
Pella.
Pella.
Aka.
Aka.
Pella.
Pella. No. All right, it's on you, Janessa. This is your last chance to put some points on the board, okay?
All right.
I believe in you. The hair's popping. Mm-hmm. You got your shoulders out, knees out.
Yep.
Make it work something. Here we go.
Okay. Woo.
Let's go, Maya. Say this
word. Janessa. Your word for radio is Segway.
First time I saw that word, I was like, you got to be kidding me. That is not that.
Not at all.
Nope. But you got this.
You got it, sis. You got it. We don't got it, but you got it.
She don't need this. This is one word where it don't sound like it's spelled.
Okay.
So whatever you do is fine. You can get up there and spell purple. And I'm like, okay. I understand.
Close enough.
It's close enough.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
She about okay. to kill it.
Let me tell you something. If she spelled this goddamn word right and she messed up everything else, I'm going to flip this table. I'm running out of
here.
This damn table. It's on you, Janessa.
S.
Uh-huh.
E.
Okay.
G.
Oh,
you?
Oh, wow.
You better not motherfucking spell this word correctly.
No, you better do it. You better do it.
W-A-Y?
God damn! Yeah! That was so goddamn close.
Oh,
damn. Janessa. Ah!
Man! What?
Listen.
I thought you had it.
When you hear how you spell it, you're going to be like, shut the fuck up.
I thought you
Maya?
Had it.
It's S-E-G-U-E.
I told you were right there! You did everything. I was like, oh, shit.
I knew he was going to flip this table.
I was about to flip this table. It was going to hit a note.
Right. Say it again. Go ahead.
Say it again.
S-E-G-U-E.
It does not look how... It's not spelled how it sounds at all. There's no W in it.
It was real good.
It's Italian. Italian and Latin. Very exhilarating round in that last one. But in most cases, there is always a victor. And that victor today is young Cameron Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. Finishing up. Did his damn thing. Did his damn thing.
Did his thing. So where do you get your strength from?
Physically or from spelling?
I wasn't looking at you like, oh, that's a strong man. I was talking about from spelling.
Cam was like, what's up? You trying to f-? Yeah, I mean, you see the hairbrush ever so lightly behind the ear. Ever so lightly. Well, Cam, man, thank you so much for joining us today. I also want to take time out to thank our other contestant, Janessa.
Absolutely.
Janessa, thank you for coming up, pulling up, and doing your thing. Would not be possible without our amazing announcer, Young Maya, in the back. Make some noise for her one more time as well. And keep that going for our amazing co-host slash co-commentator, Miss Brandi Denise.
The corn
detassler. I'm to hear more of you guys. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Spelling Is Hard. We'll see you next time.
Woo!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.